This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is a Friday morning show with Leo on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9. Always love to hear from you on air at joy.org.au, or you can SMS 0427JOY949. My next guest is an independent singer-songwriter from Melbourne. Her single, We Could Make a Movie, chalked up over 1 million hits on YouTube. Fantastic. She's in the UK at the moment doing some promotion. G'day, Mel Jade.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm really well. Now, firstly, how is the UK treating you and what have you been up to?
It's a really cool music scene over here. It's been a really hot summer, so I've been really lucky.
You have been singing songwriting since you were quite young. What singers and songwriters have influenced you over the years?
I've actually gone through so many different phases musically, and I've listened to pretty much every single genre that's ever existed. So I guess I started with your typical sugar pop when I was a kid, and then I moved into a lot of jazz and blues and some pretty alternative rock and then chill out. So really, writers from every genre have influenced me over the years.
So any particular artists that you sort of like fell in love with and really could connect with?
It's just been so many. I kind of try and take something from everything I listen to and then kind of put it all together in my own little way. I seem to have a really strong writing style where I have really I pick for all my favourite words, and I kind of like to use them over and over, and so I don't really know that anyone else has the same favourite words as me, but writing styles are, but I guess at the moment Lana Del Rey is one of my favourites because she has really poetic lyrics, but really could be anyone over the years.
Now let's talk about the track Aliens, which hit pretty big in Europe thanks to a certain big time DJ. A pretty good start to your career.
Oh, that was really crazy. That was a song that I recorded actually a while ago, and then someone sent off my vocals to Europe via the internet. And I was actually overseas at the time. I was doing some volunteer work in Cambodia. And then all of a sudden I get this email saying, oh yeah, your track's been remixed, released, and it's blowing up on Dutch radio. And I was like, what? So that was so crazy.
Now, who was the DJ that remixed the track for you?
They were called the Pretty Boys from Saint-Tropez, and then Armin van Buuren picked it up and played it on his radio show as one of his little fave tracks or whatever, so it was just really surreal, actually.
That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it was nuts. Like, it didn't actually hit home at the time because I was, like, I was kind of in the middle of nowhere, really out of touch with reality, and then I get this email and I was like, what's happening? I didn't really believe it, actually.
Now, Mel, I was listening to your album last night and I have to say a couple of tracks really stood out for me, so we're going to play one now. And this track I found really, really fun, and I put my radio ears on. I thought, this is a track that sounds really good on radio, and the track is Trash and Treasure.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's one of my favourites as well. It's a fun one.
It's a really poppy, and it's quite suitable for daytime, so I want you to introduce it for us.
All right. This is Trash and Treasure by Mel Jade. Hey, this is Mel Jade, and you're tuned into the Friday Morning Show on Joy 94.9.
You're on the Friday Morning Show with Leo on Australia's only gay lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9. My special guest this morning, all the way from the UK, is Melbourne independent singer-songwriter Mel Jade. Now, Mel, I love this line in your bio which describes yourself taking risks, living life like a fantasy, feeling alive, falling in love like a retro romance. Now, I don't know about you, but I tend to reflect more fondly on the retro romance side of things these days.
Yeah, that's a fun kind of concept. When I was writing my album, I really didn't know what it was going to be about, and I kept kind of having these same themes coming out again and again. But the retro romance thing, it's just that, it's that idea that it's okay to fall in love, and like, there's nothing wrong with being in a relationship and like having fun with that person that you're in love with. But it's a modern take on it. So, yeah, and that's what kind of what I was trying to show in the video I made for We Could Make a Movie, which I chucked up on YouTube. It's got, like, lots of kisses. Pretty much it's just making out the whole time.
Let's talk about the new album, Alive. There's plenty of favourite themes and keywords on the album. Tell us how the album came to life.
Well, I was at a really interesting stage in my career where I'd been working and collaborating with different people. And then it was just really, really time for me to do something on my own and by myself and just see what I could come up with completely independently without, you know, anyone telling me what to do or telling me that I have to do a certain thing or release at a certain time or whatever. So I just picked a producer. I was actually going to record with a lot of different producers, but I ended up just sticking with the one guy because I really liked his work. And his name's Travis King. So I did the whole album with him, so he did all the music. So I would send him a lot of references and ideas and say, you know, I want a beat like this, or I want the drums or the strings here. And he would send me back some options, and then I would write the lyrics and melody over the top.
Now, I must say, Mel, the final track on the album, 17, gets together all the themes and keywords from the album and into the one track, which is a really, really cool concept. Tell us about that.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I decided I kind of wanted to do 10 tracks on the album, like all the albums that I used to listen to growing up always had 10 tracks, just standard 10 tracks. But then I got a bit overexcited and I kind of wanted to do one more as a little bonus. So that's how 17 came about. And I thought it would be a cool kind of finale track where I would incorporate lyrics and themes from every other track on the album into this one song. So it actually does reference every other song on the album in the lyrics there. And then I thought, I kind of like doing this, so I think I'll do that for every album that I make, a little finale track.
Finally, Mel, you're over in the UK at the moment doing promotion. What's coming up for you the rest of the year?
Well, coming up actually this weekend, I'm doing one of the Pride festivals in the UK. I've done a bit of a tour of them, and I'm doing some radio interviews here as well, just pretty much gate crashing the music scene here and trying to get my music out there and see if people like it. So, yeah, I'll be doing a lot of gigs. Just trying to get out there, but I'll be back in Australia for Christmas, and next year, who knows, hopefully I can kind of take things to the next level. It's all about how people respond to it, so I guess the future's in your hands.
Mel Jade, flying the flag for Australia, we love that, doll. Now, how are the gay guys in the UK responding to your music?
Yeah, really well. It's kind of a funny thing that pretty much 90% of my followers just happen to be gay, and maybe it's the type of music, or pop music's kind of popular, but I don't know. It's just a really supportive crowd, and I don't know, it's been a really cool reaction, and I really appreciate that. And I think that it's kind of a special cause to me. I've got some of my best friends, people in my team helping me out, like my stylist, he's gay as well, so I kind of I love the support, and I kind of want to support the gay community back as well. That's why I've got the gay kisses in my music video for We Can Make a Movie, because I originally wanted it to be like an old Hollywood kind of kiss, and I'm like, yeah, but that should be for everyone, so I included lots of different kisses in there.
Now, the debut album from Mel Jade, Alive, is out now and online and from her website, meljade.com. You can even get a signed copy, which is kind of cool. Now, Mel, thanks for joining us this morning on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thank you so much for having me.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.